DeepEnglish.com.
James Harrison has saved the lives of over 2 million babies. How many lives has James saved? James has saved the lives of over 2 million babies. Who has saved over 2 million lives? James Harrison has saved over 2 million lives. His blood contains a very rare antibody called Anti-D, which has been used to create a vaccine for rhesus disease. Has Anti-D been used to create a vaccine for rhesus disease? Yes, Anti-D has been used to create a vaccine for rhesus disease. This condition causes the antibodies in the mother's blood to attack the red blood cells in the unborn baby's cells. Does this condition affect unborn babies? Yes, this condition affects unborn babies. What condition affects unborn babies? Rhesus disease affects unborn babies. Rhesus disease was fatal for thousands of babies a year until the Anti-D vaccine was discovered using James's blood. Was this fatal for a lot of babies before this vaccine was discovered? Yes, this was fatal for lots of babies before this vaccine was discovered. How many babies was this fatal for? This was fatal for thousands of babies a year. James's amazing life-saving story started in 1951. When did James's amazing life-saving story begin? James's amazing life-saving story began in 1951. At the age of 14, he had a lung removed. During that 11-hour operation, he lost 13 liters of blood. What did James have removed? James had a lung removed. How old was James when he had a lung removed? James was 14 when he had a lung removed. How much blood did he lose? He lost 13 liters of blood. How long was the operation? The operation was 11 hours. The blood he received that day during the operation was from unknown donors. Who gave James 13 liters of blood? The blood was from unnamed donors. The next day, after hearing what happened, he promised to become a blood donor. James kept his word. What did James promise? James promised to become a blood donor. Did he keep his word? Yes, he kept his word. He literally and figuratively rolled up his sleeves and got to work. Did he literally roll up his sleeves? Yes, he literally rolled up his sleeves. Did he also figuratively roll up his sleeves? Yes, he also figuratively rolled up his sleeves. He has given blood nearly every week since the age of 18. Today, he holds the world record for the most blood donated by one person. How long has he been giving blood? He has been giving blood since the age of 18. How often has he been giving blood? He has been giving blood nearly every week. What does he hold the world record for? He holds the world record for the most blood donated by one person. His nickname is the man with the golden arm. What's James's nickname? James's nickname is the man with the golden arm. This is not only for the amount of blood he's given over his life, but also because of the miracle-like effects that his blood has. What kind of effects does his blood have? His blood has miracle-like effects. When a mother with rhesus disease gets the vaccine made from James's blood, lives are saved. What happens when a mother with rhesus disease gets the vaccine? When a mother with rhesus disease gets the vaccine, lives are saved. One of these mothers just so happened to be his daughter, who successfully gave birth to his grandson Scott after receiving the vaccine. Did one of these mothers just so happen to be his daughter? Yes, one of these mothers just so happened to be his daughter. Who did she successfully give birth to? She successfully gave birth to his grandson Scott. The rare Anti-D antibodies in James's blood are necessary for making the Anti-D vaccine. What part of James's blood is necessary for making the vaccine? The rare anti-D antibodies in James's blood are necessary for making the vaccine. There are only 50 other people in Australia who have this rare type of blood. How many other Australians have this rare type of blood? There are only 50 other people in Australia who have this rare type of blood. James is in his 80s now, and according to Australian law, he will have to retire from donating blood soon. When that happens, other miracle blood donors will have to step up. Will James have to retire from donating blood soon? Yes, James will have to retire from donating blood soon. Who will have to step up? Other miracle blood donors will have to step up. People call James a hero, but he doesn't think it's a big deal. What do people call James? People call James a hero. Does he think it's a big deal? No, he doesn't think it's a big deal. Do you think it's a big deal? Ironically, James has a fear of needles and blood. What is James afraid of? James is afraid of needles and blood. Is this ironic? Yes, this is ironic. He's never watched the needle go into his arm and always looks away. Has he watched the needle go into his arm? No, he has never watched the needle go into his arm. Are you afraid of needles? This hasn't stopped him from donating blood over 1,000 times and saving the lives of millions. How many times has James donated blood? James has donated blood over 1,000 times. How many lives has he saved? He has saved the lives of millions.